go right ahead. Thank you.
Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, will be the last night of Sfiras HaOmer. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev in the Mishnah Brura, Shari Tshuva on Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer quotes from the Maharil that Yitel Sfira, and the last night of Sfira is this coming Wednesday, tomorrow night. Well, the Macharasa Shavuos. So some of the later Achrayim understood or misunderstood, whatever. They understood the Maharil to mean that when you count Sfira, the last night, tomorrow night, you say Hayayim, whatever, Tisha V'Aboyim Yom, Shem Shivu Shavuos Ba'Imer, V'Lamachrasa Shavuos. That should be the Nusach when you count Sfira. So the Shari Tshuva thinks that that's a misunderstanding, that the Sefer Maharil, what they call Drushus Maharil, the Tshuvas Maharil were written by the Maharil. The Drushus Maharil starts with Nisan Yer Sivan and tells you which Slichas you say, which kinnis you say, when you say tachnun, when you don't say tachnun, when you say lam natzeach, all the minhagim, all the din. So that was written by one of the talmidim of the Maharil. And every so often they claim that there's a mistake there because Maharil didn't write it himself. So all he meant to say was the last night of Sfira is this coming Wednesday, now, the next day Shavuos. It didn't mean that that's the nusach in the Sfira Saima. Some of the Achrayim understood that that's what he really meant, that when you tell Sfira the last night, you should mention Olamachrosa Shavuos. What is that all about? Why should you say Olamachrosa Shavuos? So the Yerushalmeach has in commenting on the Rambam, Hilchos Tumidim and Musafim, when the Rambam quotes all the Dinim of Sfira Saimer, the Yerushalmeach quotes, there is a Machlaikis of Rishayim, where the Sfira Saimer, Bizman says, the Raisa the Rabban. Shulchan Aruch has accepted the Psak of the Bali HaTesis and Menochas Dav Samachvav, that Sfira Saimer, Bizman says, only the Rabban. All right. And other Rishayim disagree. The Rambam never says a word about the Rabbanon. The Goyim also, the Rambam, the Goyim, they seem to tell the Sfira Saimer, Bizman says, the Raisa. So there's a compromise sheet there that we don't have in the Gemara. We have a different gears in the Gemara. Ameima mani yayme velo mani shavui. Ameima only counted days. He didn't count the weeks. So there's a girsa that some Rishonim had. The Chok Yankiv in Hilchas Pesach quotes this from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. And the Yerushalmeach quotes it from the Igros HaRama, from one of the Rishonim. They had a different girsa. Not that Ameima only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks, because only Zecha L'Migdosh. So you don't have to make a full Zecha. No. Ameima held that the counting of the days today is the Raisa, the counting of the weeks is only the Rabbana. What kind of a compromise is that? Okay, so it's based on the Psukim, that in connection with counting the days, it doesn't say Minchas HaOmer, in connection with counting the weeks, it says Minchas HaOmer. So in the Mashmos of the Psukim like that. But what's the logic? Why should it be that counting the days is the Raisa, counting the weeks is only the Rabbanan? So the Yerushalmeach explains, based on the Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara says in Chagiga that if he didn't bring the Oilas Riyah on Shavuos, according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to bring Oilas Riyah on Shavuos. He brings Shalmei Chagiga, because Shalmei Chagiga is Echal Nefesh, the Bala Korban eats it. Oilas Riyah, he burned the whole thing, so it's Lachem Eloi Lagavoya. We pass on like this Hillel, that it's a Korban Shezmana Kavua, so it's Deche Yontif. To be Deche Shabbos, it's not called Zmana Kavua. To be Deche Shabbos has to be Ova Yomer Batal Korban, but to be Deche Yontif, it's enough. It's enough. It's called Zman HaKavua B'negeta Yontif. So, so let's say a person didn't bring the Oilo Sriya, the Shalmei Chagiga, on Shavuos, so he has 6 days of Tashlumin. After Shavuos is over, he has another 6 days. So Gemara asks, where does it say that in Chumash, that there are 6 days Tashlumin? 6 days following Shavuos Achol, it's not Chalamoid. Why should there be Tashlumin? So the Gemara says, you learn it out from this din. Abai says, there's an apparent contradiction between the two parshias of Sfira Saimer. In Parsha Semor, it says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. And then in Parsha Sirei, it says, Shiv Shavuos Tispoloch. You should count the weeks. So which is it? So Abai says, you count both the days and the weeks. So the Gemara understands from Abaye that Sfira Saimer is for the purpose of being Koveya Shavuos. That's why there was a Havamina, that the Sfira Saimer should only be done by Bez Nagodl. Shiv Shavuos Tispoloch. So Sfira Hatluya Bebezn, the Gemara quotes Abraisa from the Sifra, and from the Sifrei. So there was at least a Havamina, maybe even a Maskana, that the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer is supposed to be taken care of by the Bez Nagorol. Why? Because the Bez Nagorol, so the Ravid, in his Pirush on the Torah Kanim, I think the Ravid explains, because the mitzvah Kviyas Haluach, to be kaveh when Rosh Chodesh is, and Memele Tino when Yontif is, to be kaveh whether you have a Shana Pshut or Shana Muberes, that's up to the Bez Nagorol. So one might have thought, or perhaps the Din Taka is like that, that there's a special shaykhis that Bez Nagorol has to count Sfira, because Sfira Saim is Kaveh Shavuos, that creates the Yontav of Shavuos. So the Gemara understands mitzvah the bimniyam, mitzvah the bimni Shavuot, by counting the days, you Kaveh Shavuos as a Yontav of one day. By counting the weeks, you Kaveh Shavuos as a Yontav of a week. So Yontav of a day, that we understand. One day is also bin Malacha, like today. Shavuos is one day, it's also bin Malach. It's one day that they bring the Musafim. If you didn't bring the Musafim on Shavuos, over Yom, a bottle of carbonate. But what do you mean? You count the weeks to be Kaveh Shavuos as a Yantav of a week? There's no Yantav of a week. So the Gemara says, must be for the purpose of Tashlumin, that whoever didn't bring the Oil of Sri and the Shalom Chagiga on Yantav, you have the next 6 days. So that's what these Rishonim had, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's quoted by the Chok Yankiv and Hilchas Sfira Saima and the Igros HaRama, from the Ramah, Rameh Aleba Abu Lafya, that the Osamech quotes, they hold up his manazeh. They don't have a base on Migdash. So what are you going to accomplish by counting the weeks? Minatur, you're going to count the weeks to be Kaveh Shavuos as a Yantav of a week? There's no karbonis today, so there's no relevance. So it won't get anything. It won't accomplish anything by being Kaveh Shavuos as a whole week. So the sphere of the weeks is only with the Rabbanon. The whole relevance of Shavuos is only for Issa Malacha today. So you only have to count the days, Menatur. So if you say like that, Tol Mahalach of the Yosamech, he really quotes a Gemara Chagiga. The Gemara Chagiga says that there's Toshlumin, the 6 days following Shavuos, because of this idea, and that the purpose of Sfira Saim is to be Kaveya Shavuos. So if you say like that, it's not such a crazy idea. Maybe it's wrong. Well, we can understand why some Achrayim held that the last night of Sfira Saima, Wednesday night, when you count, you say, Shem Shiv Shavuos Baima, Ulamachrasa Shavuos. That's the punchline of the whole Sfira Saima. You count Sfira Saima in order to lead up to Shavuos. It's a question what the Girs is in the Sifron, the Sifrei. In Parsha Semor, it says, I think, it's Sfartem Lachem. Sfartem Lachem, in plural, Shetei Sfira Luchalechad V'yechad. That's how the Gemara says in Menachas. That's a Sifro and a Sifrei. Shivishuas Tispalach in Re'e is Lashon Yachid, so that goes on the Bezn. The Gemara says Sfira Tluya BeBezn. So in the old Girsa in the Sifro and the Sifrei, it says Shivishuas Tispalach BeBezn. The mitzvah and the Bezn Agorol. Minayin L'Rabbis Kol Yachid BeYachid also has a mitzvah. Talmud Loimer Sfartem Lachem Shetei Sfira Luchalechad BeYachid. That was the old Girsa. The Hagoas Agroa changes the Girsa both in the Sifra and the Sifrei, on Emor and on Re'ei. So he says, Shubishvus Tispaloch, Yachol Bebezn, Tamalam, Svartam Lachem, Sviluch Alech Yechol, that it's not so. So it was just a Havamin that it should be Bebezn. But Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Cheskuni in the beginning of Parshas Bahar had the old Girsa, and the Cheskuni holds beferish that there are two mitzvahs. That this mitzvah sphere luchalecha b'yechod, that's one mitzvah, but there's still a mitzvah sphere on the bezin. The bezin has to count sphere samei b'torah as bezin, and the bezin's counting is for the purpose of being kaveh shavuos. The bezin counts lahabo to be kaveh shavuos as a day and as a week, and the kol yachad v'yachad counts l'shaover. How many days is it since akrovas minchas ha'omer? Yeah, an erev. Pesach, an Erev Shavuos, we have to make an Erev Tapshilin. The Gemara in Erevin says if you have a rabbi in the Chotzer, it's the responsibility of the rabbi to see to it that there's an Eruv Chatzeres that the people should be permitted to carry. If you're allowed to make an Erev. So that's the achrayus of the rabbi. The same thing the Gemara in Beitzah says in the second parak when they talk about Erev Tapshilin, it's the responsibility of the rabbi to make an Erev Tavshilin, of course, for himself, but he has an obligation to be Mezakeh the Erev on behalf of all of those Balabatim who don't know what Erev Tavshilin is all about. They don't know how to make it. So we say, Zochli Adam Shleib Bifon. So the Gemara says you need a Kazayis, But you don't need it because let's say you have 200 families in your community, so you don't need 200 kezaisim of food for the Erev Tavshilin. Kezais is good. Kezais echad lemeya, leechad and lemeya, even for 100 people, it's enough. But you have to be mezaka, that you have to give it to someone else to pick up and to be kind of shutvis on behalf of all of the other balabatim who will forget to make an Erev Tavshilin. So on behalf of those who are going to make their own Erev Tavshilin, that's not a schus. They want mitzvah bo yesim and b'shluch. They want to make their own Erev Tavshilin. Those balabatim who know how, they're going to make their own Erev Tavshilin. They want to say a bracha. If they'll be koine shutvis in the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin, then they'll be saying a bracha levatola. So let's say the rabbi makes the Erev Tavshilin bright and early in the morning, right after davening on Thursday morning. Thursday is Zacher of Yontif. He's going to make the Erev Tavshilin. I don't know now, a lot of people are not going to work. In America, a lot of people are out of work now. But let's say when it's Shonim Kitikunim in a normal time, so a lot of Balabatim went to work in the morning. So if you'd call them up on the phone at 8 o'clock, the rabbi comes home, let's say from down at 8 o'clock, he doesn't want to forget to make the Erev Tavshilin. So he makes it bright and early before he has breakfast. 8 o'clock, then when he makes an Erev Tavshilin. If you'd call up the Balabatim in their offices and say, do you want to be Kona Shutvis? And the rabbi would say, no, I want to make my own Erev Tavshilin. Mitzvah bo yesim b'shluchai, I want to say my own bracha. Then the Balabatim stay in the office the whole day long. They come home late. They're running late, and they just made it by the skin of their teeth, and they forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. So the shaila is, can you say Zoch Liyadim Shalai B'fonav? At the time the rabbi made the Erev Tavshilin in the morning, if you would have called up these Balabatim, you would have said, do not have me in mind. I don't want to be kind of shutfus in the Erev Tavshilin. I want to make my own. At the end of the day, that they came home late, and there was a traffic jam, and then they had to take a shower, and then they run to shul, and they forgot to make their own Erev Tavshilin. At the end of the day, it turns out that they really needed it. But B'shas Maisim, when the rabbi made the Erev Tavshilin in the morning, it was mezak l'shutfus for the others. If you would have consulted them, they would have said they don't want it. So Rav Soloveitchik had a grandfather. They had a grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and then his mother's father was Rav Elia Feinstein. He was the rabbi in Perusian, Rav Elia Perusianer. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik's mother were first cousins. Her maiden name was Feinstein. So Rav Elia Feinstein has a tshuva sefer that's called Halichas Eliyahu. In Halichas Eliyahu has a tshuva, I think, in Ebenezer. I think it's in Chelik Ebenezer. Not about Erev Tavshilin. He talks about the din of Zoch Liyadim Shalai B'fonav. So he quotes an Asibis, on Chosh Mishpat, who raises a question on the Mishnah at the end of the first perek in Gitna, famous Mishnah, that there's a machlekes ameh and a chachamim, and we pasken like the chachamim. If I write a shtar shichur, if I give a get shichur to my evik naini, he's yotze lecheres. I give a get to my wife, she's mizgareshes, even balkorcha. And by the Ebed Knaini also, I can be Mishachar the Ebed Bal Korcha. What if I write a get and I give it to someone else to be Zeich on behalf of my wife? So if my wife has been demonstrating in front of my house for the last 3 years that she wants a get, and they had all the organizations were pressuring the husband, he finally gives in. So we know for the last 3 years, she's been demanding a get. So it says Chus, okay. But under normal circumstances, even if the wife was threatening, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, what if the wife was threatening, I'm going to get a get, I'm going to divorce you. A lot of the women say all kinds of things, but when it comes to Maisa, we assume that giving the get is a choyv or isha, have no right to say zach liadam shalai b'fam, unless it's an umdina that she really wants the get, or less. And Ebenezer it says in the end of Siman Aleph, if she's having an affair with someone else, she's living with a nochri, so it's a schus that she should have the get. She shouldn't violate every time l'sinov. So then we do a get al yidei zikui. But under normal circumstances, we assume that they're giving a get to someone else to be zeich on behalf of their wife is a chayva. But being mishachar the eved, that's the machlekes of men achachamim. So we pass on like achachamim that schus al eved sheyetz mitachas rabba lecheres. So the nesivus apparently is bothered with a kasha. Whenever you say zochen liadam shalai b'fonav, let's say I want to give a gift to somebody who's not here. So I give it to someone who is here. Please pick it up and be kind on behalf of the person who's not here. That's the original din of Zoch Liyadim Shalai B'fonav. The first place, it's the first time in Mishnayis, it says Zoch Liyadim Shalai B'fonav is an Erevin. If you make an Eruvi Chatzeris to be allowed to carry, so each let's say you have an apartment building with 100 apartments, and nine, all Shomer Shabbos, let's say. So 99 out of the 100 people have to leave a challah shlema in a challah in my apartment. I live in my apartment out there, Chapshat. And if 99 other families leave a challah in my apartment, it's considered as if they also live in my apartment. So all 100 families live in the same apartment, so they don't dance around each other. So, but who wants to have a bag full of 199 challahs in the house? Who has room for such a big plastic bag with 99 challahs? So you buy a box of matzahs in this store and you give it to the next door neighbor. I give it to my next door neighbor to pick up the Bikana Shutvas. All the Shomer Shabbos who live here, they are going to move in until next Pesach and Eimar Amin. So the Mishnah says there, you have, in order that the other 99 people should be allowed to carry in the hallways in the apartment building, if everything to gain and nothing to lose. If someone's going to make an Eruvei Truman for me, that I can go to Mizrach HaLamayrev, I stand to lose. They're going to make an Eruvei Truman, I can't go the other direction. So you don't say Zachal Liyadam Shlei Befana by Eruvei Truman, because he has to lose, he can't go the other direction. But Eruvei Chatzeris has no minus, it only has a plus. So since you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, so you can say Zachal Liyadam Shlei Befana. So that's the original Mishnah where it says Zachal Liyadam Shlei Befana is an Eruvin. An Erevin, a Mishnah Erevin, that if I give the box of matzahs to the next door neighbor, I didn't consult all the other Shomer Shabbos in the building. Next door neighbor can be Zecha Shutvis on behalf of everybody. So then the din is, so let's say I want to give a matonah to someone who's not, I give you the matonah and you pick it up, you're kind of a Pliny. So then when Pliny finds out about it, he says he doesn't want to be indebted to Shechter, he doesn't want any matonahs, whatever, send him matonahs, Yechia doesn't want. So the Gemara says in Chulin and Daf Mem and Bava Basra and Yesh Nochlan, I think, the Gemara says if the instinctive, the initial reaction of the person is that he doesn't want it, that he can break up the whole Zochin. That's why the Gemara says, Igdili Yecholim Limchas, Vagir Kot Matbilim Osal Das Bezden. So the simple Pshat in the Gemara is based on Zochin. And Zochin, whenever the person finds out, the Kotten is a, if you're Megayer, a Ger Kotten, he's a Labadas. When he becomes 12, 13, he understands what it means. He's Jewish, so has a Brerit to say, I don't want it, no thank you. And he undoes the whole Zochen, because that's the din by every Schir like that. So the Nesivis is bothered with Akasha. Why does the Mishnah say at the end of the first parak in Gittin that you can't be Mezake Get on behalf of your wife? Why not? Be mezaka to get, and my wife has all the options now. She has the brera. If she's dying to get the, we don't know what's going on in the house. Maybe she's chalishing to get a get. So if she wants to get, we say zalchan damshalom. If she doesn't want, she'll say I don't want to get. So she has a brera to accept it or to be meicha. So why does the Mishnah say you don't apply zalchan damshalom b'fanav? Because chovah leisha. You're giving her all the options. If she wants to get, you'll say zach. And if she doesn't want, there's no problem. She'll say, I don't want, and nisht is nisht. So the Nesiva says, the Halicha Saliyah quotes this and he expands on it. You see from the Mishnah that in order to say zach and l'adam shalai b'fanav, it has to appear to be a schus at the moment from the perspective of the present. Right now, I'm giving the get, does it seem to be a schus? I want to give you a matana. So a valuable matana, $100 matana, $1,000 matana. So from the perspective of the present, who wouldn't want $100 or $1,000 matana? Why not? Some stomachs is chus. So then you have a braver to say, no, I don't want. But if from the perspective of the present, we're not so sure, we're not sure whether it's a schus or not. Even though you're giving the person all the options, if he wants, he can say, I want it. If he doesn't want it, say, I don't want it. That's not called zochen. It has to seem to be a schus from the perspective of the present. So that's a shaila that we raise with respect to every Erev Tavshilin. The rabbi is going to make the Erev Tavshilin bright and early in the morning on Erev Yontif. Shuchali is Be'erev Shabbos because he doesn't want to forget. But Erev Yontif in the morning, a lot of the Balabatim are busy, they're at work. And if you would call them on the phone, they would say, no, thank you, I don't want the rabbi to make an Erev Tavshilin. You're taking away my mitzvah. I want to make my own Erev Tavshilin. I want to say my own bracha al mitzvah seiruv. But then later in the day, if they get into a traffic jam on the way home, and then they get stuck, and the last minute they just made it by the skin of their teeth to Yontav, and they come at the Yontav, they forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin, then it's got to be Gloy Muslim. I feel, oh, it was really a Teva for them. But from the perspective of the present at 8 o'clock in the morning, it seemed to be that it was a Chayva. So maybe it should be an Inyan that instead of the rabbi making the Erev Tavshilin bright and early in the morning to be bezakeh on behalf of the whole community, maybe for those who are going to forget, maybe it would make more sense that he should make the he may forget. Then maybe it would make more sense he should make the Erev Tavshil on his way to go to Shul to Mincha late in the afternoon, that at that time it'll already be Nikva if the Bala Boss just made it by the skin of his teeth. And 15 minutes before Mincha, if he's rushing, he's not even thinking about Erev Tavshil. So then it would be from the perspective of the present, it'll be an act of Zachen. Maybe it would be an idea that the Rabban, instead of making the Erev Tavshil bright and early in the morning, they should make it later in the day, but they should make sure that they don't forget. There's an interesting Mishnah Brura on Hilchas Erev Tavshil. He has a chiddush that the Gemara says if you have some leftover, let's say you ate something on Thursday, you had supper on Wednesday night, you had fleishik, chleis Wednesday night, and you didn't wash out the pot yet. So there's a kazayis of schmaltz left over in the pot. So the Gemara says you can b'shas hatchak, if you forgot all about it, you can make an erev tavshilin using that kazayis of schmaltz. So the Mishnah Berurah said that's only b'di'evit, but l'chatchila you shouldn't. So what do you want l'chatchila? So he thinks l'chatchila maybe it should be cooked on erev yontif l'shem Shabbos. Stam, I have, let's say, hard-boiled eggs in the refrigerator. So I'll take out one hard-boiled egg and use it for Erev Tavshil. Hard-boiled eggs were not cooked specifically for Shabbos, wasn't cooked for Erev Tavshil, wasn't cooked on Erev Yontif. So he thinks maybe l'chatchila it should have been cooked l'shem Erev Tavshil, or maybe at least it should be cooked on Erev Yontif. It's quite a chiddush that l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shlemus of Erev Tavshil is that it should be cooked on Erev Yontif l'shem kach. The Magen Avraham has a chiddush, and that's Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. He says that the Gemara has a whole sugya in Psochem on Daf Mem Zayin, I think Mem Vav Mem Zayin. The whole Erev Tavshilin is only with the Rabbanan. So why is it mutter in the Torah? There's a din oichal nefesh is mutter. If you cook on Yontif for Yontif, you're cooking on Yontif for tomorrow. So why is it mutter in the Torah? That's not the tzorich oichal nefesh. So one opinion in the Gemara is that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasa B'Yontif. That's a question, why should that be so? Rav Chisda holds like that. And Rabbi says that Hoel v'mikol lechem chazilei hashtana michazilei. What does it mean? So Tosfos has a pshat, but Abzadu B'Shenem learned, Maram Kalba there learns pshat, that Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically. Even though I'm cooking on Yontif, I'm cooking on first day Yontif is Erev Shabbos this week. I'm cooking on Erev Shabbos to eat the food on Shabbos. But since theoretically all this food could have been eaten on Yontif, so that's called Echol Nefesh. You don't need Kavanas Agavra. We ignore the Kavanas Agavra. Since theoretically all the food could have been eaten on Yontif, so everything is called Echol Nefesh. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Tosfos and that daf in Psochim. They can only say, Hoel b'mikol lechem chazilei, hashtanam michazilei. If guests would have come, would have been able to eat everything on Yontif. So that's only if you're cooking early in the day. Let's say the balabasta is going to put up a kettle of water, mamish, the last minute before she benches lich. She always benches lich for Shabbos. Let's say here in America, they usually bench lich 18 minutes before the shkia. So she puts up some chicken, raw chicken, and she puts up a kettle of cold water on top of the blech on Erev Shabbos right before she benches lich. The food is still going to be raw. It's not going to be ready to eat until Leil Shabbos. So you can say, I cooked the food on Yontif. Theoretically, I could have eaten the food on Yontif. The food isn't finished eating yet. It's just beginning to get cooked on Yontif. It's going to take a while. It's going to take an hour or two. Especially we have the meaning that we don't begin to dam marv to left the tzeskechav. So she's going to put up the food right before the shkia. It's not going to get cooked into Leil Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham has an idea. He says, whenever you rely on Erev Tavshilin, you should really, the Balabasta is doing all the cooking for Shabbos, you really cook everything earlier in the day, so that theoretically there is a hoil v'miklechem chazaleh. This is a theoretical possibility to eat all the food on Yontif. The food would be ready to be eaten. So he writes that in the city where he lived in Kalish in Poland, says the minig was that whenever you made an Erev Tavshilin, there used to always be Makabel Shabbos early. Let's say on Friday afternoon this year, they'll be mekabel Shabbos early at Plaga Mincha. So the women would have to benchlicht way before, an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. So an hour and a quarter, even if she puts up food right before the Lichtbenchen, even if she just puts up the food right before the Lichtbenchen, what you could have eaten, they could have theoretically eaten the food before the Shkia. So that's this year, that's a question, because many have the minig in Shulchan Aruch. They have a minig from the Masas Moger Avon, quotes from the Masas Binyamin. The minig is that you don't daven Ma'ariv until Tzeisak Kechavim on Leil Shavuos. The different minhagim, I lived on the block from Breuer's Kehila, so they have the minig that not that you don't say Baruch Hu, you don't daven Ma'ariv to left the Tzeis, you don't say Kiddush at home. The left that says to come. They'll daven Ma'ariv early on the first night of Yontif, but they go home, and then they'll wait till Nacht. They'll wait till Tzeis Kachavim, they say Kiddush Ahom. So the different minhagim, whether the Kepeda, the first night of Shavuos, is not the daven Ma'ariv till Tzeis Kachavim, you don't begin Baruch Hu till Tzeis Kachavim, or you don't recite Kiddush at home until Tzeis Kachavim. I saw the Madlamed Lehoyel has a tshuva. This season of the year, a lot of times the Shkia is very late. So to wait till Tzeisak Kachavim, you have to wait till Doomsday. It's very late to begin to eat. So some people found it uncomfortable. So you really have to observe this minig. So he quotes Rabbi Yankef Emden in his Siddur, who's not so thrilled about this minig, to wait dafke till Tzeisak Kachavim. He says, it's a mitzvah lahosim mechal ala kodesh. Was a schlecht if he daven early, like you always makabel Shabbos early. He's not so happy. Then he quotes one of the achrayim. Which one? The Yosef Emetz, I think he quotes. Yeah, the Yosef Emetz writes, Lo chazisi lerabbanan kashish ishamtinu atzeis. And he lived in Germany, so he says he didn't see in the earlier generation that the Talmid Chachamim observed this minig. They didn't have that minig to wait. He says, maybe you should be makbid. Don't begin to daven Ma'ariv till after Shkia. He says, I don't say Kiddush at home. If the Kepeda is only on Kiddush by the Ekis, they're not makbid on davening Ma'ariv. They're only makbid on Kiddush. So he says, don't say Kiddush until after Shkia. But once it's Shkia, Shein Genuk. So they're different minhagim exactly. The question is, those who do have this minig, whatever the minig is, not to say, not to daven Ma'ariv until Laila, or not to say Kiddush at home until Laila. Laila means Seis, or Laila means Shkia, whatever it is. Does it only apply the first night of Shavuot? Based on the Masas Binyamin quoted by the Magen Avraham. Masas Binyamin says, because Sheva Shabbos has Tamimah, so you want to have the full 49 days before Shavuot comes in. So maybe that's only the Knesset Agdola writes that you should observe the second night of Shavuos as well. Whatever the minig is on the first night, you don't daven Ma'ariv, you don't say Kiddush at home, whatever it is, until Laila, whatever Laila is. So the same should be Sveka D'Yayim on the second night of Shavuos. So the Prima Gvadim quotes this Knesset Agdola and he disagrees. He says, what do you mean? Tmimas and Sfiras Ayma. Sfiras Ayma was finished already. The first day Shavuos. We don't count Sfira on the first day Shavuot. So the Tamimas are completed already. So the Prima Gvadim thinks that the minig doesn't apply in the second night of Shavuot. Others defend it. It's not really based on Tamimas, it's based on something else. And it's Siv, in his commentary on Chumash and Parshas and more, and Rab Shlomo Levilna and his Sefer Binyan Shlomo, they think the minig is based on the Pasuk. Krasim Be'etzem Ayam Azeik Mikro Kodesh, it says by Shavuot. You should be across and Be'etzam Ayam Azeh means you should recite Kiddush. Be'etzam Ayam Azeh has a connotation only on Itzum Mishal Yom, not during this man of Tosefes. You shouldn't say Kiddush, either Kiddush Betfilo or Kiddush Alakos. Shouldn't recite Kiddush until it's Etzam Ayam Azeh, until it's actually Laila. So if you say like that, it's not based on Tmimah, Sphere Saimah, so then maybe it should apply even to the second night of Shavuos as well. There's a Ramban in his commentary on Chumash, comments on the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. It says that Shabbos and Yontif is called Mikra Kodesh. How do you translate Mikra Kodesh? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah seems to translate Mikra Kodesh either Kacheh Basias Malocha, or Mikra Kodesh means to recite Kiddush. Some Rishonim say Machlokes the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah where the Kiddush on Yom Tov is Deraisa Derabana. The Gemara says Kiddush on Shabbos is Deraisa based on the Pasuk Zohar. Zohar is Yom Shabbos. Gotcha. Zohar is Miloshen Lahaz Zikir, to mention, not to remember, but to mention Kedushas Hayayim of Shabbos. But the Shabbos, what about Yom Tov? Does everything on Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov? Maybe only the Malochas carry over. Maybe Kiddush doesn't carry over. So the Rambam writes that Kiddush on Yom Tov is Deraisa, and the Magen Mishnah says that there is those who Shonim would disagree. The whole Kiddush on Yom Tov is the Rabban. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says Mikra Kodesh, it says by Rosh Hashanah, by all Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh. So one Tana says Mikra Kodesh means Kache Basius Malocha. The other Tana says no, Mikra Kodesh means you recite Kiddush. So would it be that Kiddush on Yom Tov is Deraisa? Not that you carry over everything from Shabbos to Yom Tov, but that's what it says by Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh. So the Ramban HaChumash claims that that's not Pshuto Shal Mikra. That Gemara is a drasha, that's an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Shebal Peh. But the Pshuto Shal Mikra Kodesh is like it says in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. Ele Krueho Eido. What does it mean, Krueho Eido? These are the Nesiim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed to take a census of Bnei Yisrael. See how many soldiers they have over the age of, how many men over the age of 20. So he had to do it with the 12 Nisim, with the Kruei Ho'eda. What do you mean Kruei Ho'eda? Those who were gathered together for all Tzorchei Tzibur. So Kruei means to gather together. So Mikra Kodesh, the Ramban translates, a day of holy assemblage. We should all gather together on Shabbos and Yom Tov to daven tefillah b'tzibur and to have Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur and to have Drashas HaChacham. We should have public davening. Mikra Kodesh means to gather together for holy purposes. To eat, you can eat at home. You don't have to eat in shul. But Mikra Kodesh means the davening, tefillah b'tzibur, and to learn, Rosh Hashachacham and Kriyas HaTorah. So the Prima Godim quotes this in Hilchos Shavuos. Prima Godim understands that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a din deraisa. Every single tefillah has to be tefillah b'tzibur. It's a very surprising Prima Godim. One could have argued the point and said, maybe it's a chovas hatzibur to see to it that you have a tefillah b'tzibur. As long as I belong to a shul that has tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if I daven at home, I'm a member of that shul and the shul has tefillah b'tzibur. And maybe you have to say, I should at least participate once in a mikra kodesh, something. I should daven shachris tefillah b'tzibur. I should daven mincha tefillah b'tzibur. Every single tefillah has to be tefillah b'tzibur on Yom Tov. It's a surprising chiddush. That's how the Prima Godim says. He talks about the fact that on Shavuos night, the minig was years ago, many still have the minig, that people stay up all night and they learn. So he says the beginning of the night till around the 1 o'clock at night, so a lot of people stay up. Then the older people go to sleep and only the younger people stay awake. Then at the 3 o'clock, other older people go to sleep. And by the time it comes the morning and they're going to daven basikin, so you don't have 10 people who are vaday bar mitzvah. You have 10 people who are over the age of 13, but just because you have shanim, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have simanim, that you have shtei sairis. So then again, to dinim deraisa, that's the two Magen Avrams. So one Magen Avram says, then again, to dinim deraisa, even though a boy is 13 years old, you have to be bodhi to make sure that he has simon, that he has shtei saris. But again, to dinim de rabban, you rely on the chazaka, on the ruba de leisa kamon. On kol shigil achlal shanim, higil achlal simon. If the girl is 12 and the boy is 13, we assume they probably have shtei saris. But when again, to dinim de raisa, you can't rely, lohakel, you can't rely on this chazaka. You have to be bodhi to make sure. So the Prima Godim raises an issue. If you don't have 10 adults who for sure are bar mitzvah when you're davening shachris, let's say you have one person who's an older person, for sure he's a gadol, and the others are all young, they're just barely bar mitzvah, they were just passed bar mitzvah. So since tefillah b'tzibra is a din deraisa, every single tefillah on Yom Tov, I already daven ma'ariv in shul, everybody together, I'm going to daven mincha in shul. No, shachris and musaf also has to be, every single tefillah has to be tefillah b'tzibra deraisa. And you need bedika simanim, and who's going to be bodek? Wow, samachudish dika prima god. But the Beis Yosef writes that he thinks that the mesadre hatfila, the anshei knesset hagdola, whoever, those who composed the nusach hatfila that we daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they must have thought like this Ramban, because they introduced this expression, mikra kodesh, into the shmoneh esrei, into the davening. So if it means not to do malacha, so what does it belong in the davening? It must be that it has to do with tefillah v'tzibur. Mikra kodesh is like the Ramban said, that they have holy assemblage. So that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGadol put that expression into the Nusach HaTfilah, because it has to do with the davening. The Gemara has in Psochim on Samaches, Samach Lek Zablez and Rabbi Shua, where how do you deal with the apparent contradiction between the two Psukim? How is one to observe Kedusha Sayyam of Yontif? One Pasuk says, Ateres Tialachem, you eat and drink and you make merry. The other Pasuk says, Ateres Lashem Alakecha, you should dedicate the day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a machlekes, and you don't have a kosov ashlishi shiachriya benem. If you have a kosov ashlishi, that would solve the problem. So what's the midah? What's the din when you have shnei ksuvim amakrishim zezeh? There is no kosov ashlishi shiachriya benem. So what do you do? So that's a machlekes hatanam. You have it in brachas also on daf. I think lamed hey. The Gemara says one pasuk says, he's supposed to learn all day and all night. The other pasuk says, and there is no kasav ashlishi shiachriya beinayim. So it's a machlekes hatanayim. So we paskin la halacha, hanik ben minig derech eretz. When it says vagisa b'yam v'loila, it means every free minute that you have, you should learn Torah. But not to be taken literally, you have to learn all day and all night. Every free minute, if you have to work for a living, so that's not free time. So you're not mechuyev to learn that. And the other, and Rabbi Shmuel says no. Rabbi Shmuel says that when you have shnei ksuvim amechishim zeh, that's how Rabbi Shmuel says. How do you get my minig darchetz? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, when Rabbi have shnei ksuvim amechishim zeh, and there is no kosov ashlishi, it's understood it's either A or B. So what's over here by Torah? So he says, b'zman she'osim ritzonu shel makom, then it's v'gisa b'yam v'loila, because malach danasas adei acherim. And the pasuk that says v'yasafta d'ganach v'zirosh v'zirecha, that's b'zman she'osim ritzonu shel makom. So then you have no choice. So similar to that machloek is there, is a machloek is here. Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua, how do you deal with this apparent contradiction between the two psukim, Atzeres Tialochem, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha? So we paskan like Rabbi Yeshua, even though there is no kosov ashlishi, shiachriya beinayim, chalkeu, chetzel Hashem, chetzel Elokechem. You have to make your own compromise. And the Raman gives you the whole Seder HaDvarim, what's the schedule? How do you arrange chalkei chetzel Hashem chetzel lachem? So the Rambam says, first you daven ma'ariv and then you eat. Then you daven shachris and then you eat. And then you daven mincha and then you eat. The Rambam says, Lashem lachem, Lashem lachem, Lashem lachem. That's why some poskim ha-makbe that you have to eat shalashud is davke after mincha. Has to be kaseid around zeh. And that's why they quote from the Vilna Gaon. There's a Magen Avraham in Hilcha Shabbos. If you want to be Mekabel Shabbos early in the summertime, so there's a common practice in many communities here in America that they'll daven Ma'ariv early before the Shkia. So others feel uncomfortable about davening Ma'ariv early. So the Magen Avraham says, so don't daven Ma'ariv. Be Mekabel Shabbos. Be Mek Tosefta Shabbos. Masif Mechol Al HaKodesh. Say Kiddush and eat your meal, and they'll go to Shul and daven Ma'ariv after you finish eating. You're not allowed to begin eating within a half an hour before this man of Kriya Shema. So start eating before a half an hour before this man. So the Magen Avraham says it's not a problem. Be Mekabel Shabbos early, eat the Suda Shabbos, and then go to Shul later and daven Ma'ariv Tefillah B'Tzibur. So they quote in the Maaseh Rav, they quote from the Vilna Gaon that he thought that was not correct, because the Gemara says, Rav Tzolah Shal Shabbos Be'erv Shabbos, the Gemara in Brochas Dav Chavov, Rav daven Ma'ariv early. Then the Gemara says, can he say Kiddush then? The Gemara says, yeah. He daven Ma'ariv, he can say Kiddush. So the Vilna Gaon said from the Gemara's Mashma, you can only make Kiddush and start eating if you already daven Ma'ariv. If you didn't daven Ma'ariv yet, then you can't. Why? Why does it have to be Kiseid Razeh? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's based on that Rambam, that the Rambam gives you this schedule. How do you do Chalkei, Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem? First Lashem, first you daven Ma'ariv, then Lachem. You eat the first meal. Then you daven shachris, then you eat the second meal. Then you daven mincha, you eat the third meal. It has to be a chalkehu. And Reb Lezer disagrees. Reb Lezer holds like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. When Rabbi Yab Shnei Ksuvim HaMekhishim Zezeh, there is no kosov ashlishi shiachriya beinayim. Reb Lezer holds that you have no right to make your own compromise, to blend the two in together. And he holds that it's either A or B. So one can choose either to learn and daven all day long, eat a little bit, you have to have a Suda Shab, Suda Gan, but the kids are Nimrats, or you can choose to eat, drink, and make merry, and then and minimize on the davening, do the davening bekitzer, and do the learning bekitzer. So the Gemara says, this machlekes ablezer Rebbe Shua is only on the other Yamim Tovim, on Pesach, on Sukkot, on Rosh Hashanah. On Shavuos, hakam moedim batzeres debina nami lachem, you have to have an elaborate meal. Yom shenitna b'Torah, the Torah was given on Shavuos, therefore you have to have an elaborate meal. Everybody asks, shouldn't it be farket? Yom shenitna b'Torah, shouldn't it be, you should learn all day long. Why is hakol moedim batzeres, you have to have elaborate meals, more so than the other Yom Tovim? You would have thought the reverse. So the Pashtus perhaps is on the Pasuk, Vayechzu Salakim, Vayochlo Vayishtu, there's a Rashi and the Ramban, each one quotes a different Medrash. So Rashi quotes a Medrash that this is a Genai. This is a Genai. V'alatzi lebeneso lo shalach yado, Vayechzu Salakim, Vayochlo Vayishtu, it's a Loshen Genai, that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, like when people go to the movies, nibbling on Cracker Jacks, on popcorn, gnashing on things, candies, chewing gum, whatever. So on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the Atzile B'nai Yisrael were gnashing. Vayochlo Vayishtu. And they deserve to have a punishment. Atzile B'nai Yisrael lo shalach yod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish them then, but they were punished later for that. And the Ramban quotes a different medrash. Rashi's quoting one medrash. Ramban quotes a different medrash. No, that's the right thing to do. They made a suda lekovet kabbalas al Torah. Mikan shows some suda legemrash al Torah. It's based on this pasuk that that you throw an elaborate party, you make a siyum when you finish a mesichta, or you make a suda lekovet kabbalas al Torah. So that's probably what this gemara is based on. Hakomoyde matzeres bein anam yilachem. You need elaborate meals on Shavuos. Yom shenitnu b'Torah. You have to demonstrate that this is a milestone in your life. Like people celebrate the 25th wedding anniversary or the 50th wedding anniversary. It's a milestone. People celebrate the graduation from college or something, or when you get smicha, chaga smicha. So here we're celebrating Kabbalah Satera. That's a milestone. You celebrate when you make a siyum on a mesichta. It's a cause for celebration because it's quite an accomplishment. So that's the Gemara. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of kibud v'yonig. That's the pasuk in Yishai, the karos of the Shabbos v'yonig, the kedosh Hashem mechubad. The Rambam writes that all the dinim of Shabbos carry over to Yontif. So the Rambam writes that kibud v'yonig carry over to Yontif as well. The Beis Halevi and several other, the Galya Masech, the others point out that this Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara is kamat beferish in two different places, that kibud v'yonig is only on Shabbos, doesn't apply to Yontif. One of the Gemaras is in Beitza. One of the Gemara says over there in Psachim Dav Samaches by the Machalik Sablezer Rebbe Yeshua, whether you need elaborate meals on Yontav or not. So Atzeres they all agree, and on Shabbos they all agree because Kibud V'yonik, Krasa L'Shabbos Einik. So apparently on Yontav there's no Din of Einik. That Gemara is against the Rambam. The Gemara in Beitza also against the Rambam. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat a tevel until you mafresh chumus and maisus. That's only if the tevel already had miruach and rias pnei abayis. If it didn't yet have miruach and rias pnei abayis, then it's only us achilas keva, and achilas aroy is muta. That achilas keva is an isa derabbanim. So the Gemara says, but there are certain things that are called automatically called achilas keva. So the Gemara says Shabbos keva. Whenever you nibble a little bit of tevel on Shabbos, that's called achilas keva. Shabbos keva, but the yontiv is not keva. Shabbos is keva because of the karas of the Shabbos einik. So from the fact that only Shabbos is keva. Bishul is kaveh if you cooked it, melach if you salted it, mekach if you bought it, chotzer is kaveh if you eat a lot of it, that's kaveh. So the Gemara seems to say that kibud v'yonig is only on Shabbos, not on Yontif, but that somehow the Rambam won out against the Gemara. Everybody assumes like the Rambam that the din of kibud v'yonig carries over from Shabbos to Yontif as well. So oinig Shabbos is really subjective. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, if there's a person who enjoys better fasting than eating, I haven't yet met those people. If their people enjoy fasting better than eating, so let them fast on Shabbos. That's their Oinig Shabbos. Let that person doesn't, the person is a vegetarian. They don't enjoy eating fleishiks. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mefarshim quote by Meirev, by eating supper, Hilchas eating supper by Meirev, and Chelik Aleph Arachayim, so they have, Mishnah Berurah, Chelik Beis, so they have that people who study Kabbalah are supposed to be vegetarians. And they quote the Vilna Gaon was a strict vegetarian. Rav Kook and Nozir, they were strict vegetarians. They wouldn't, the Vilna Gaon wouldn't have milk and cheese, eggs, fish, anything menachai they wouldn't eat, unless on yamim she'inamim bahem tachna. On Shabbos and Yantim, Rosh Chodesh, whenever you don't say tachna, then they would have. But on Zayu, all week long, they wouldn't have. People who study Kabbalah. I remember the one time that I met the Nozir in Yerushalayim, he was trying to convince me that I should become a vegetarian. So he said when his daughter got married to Rabbi Gorin, so everything was parve at the wedding, and they made imitation chopped liver, and they fooled the public. Everybody thought that it was real liver, and it was all parve. The whole thing was vegetarian. So he saw that my wife was a little unhappy there. My wife was happy when he's trying to convince me I should become a vegetarian. So Mrs. Nozir, his wife was sitting in the room. So she said to her husband, don't give him a hard time. His wife doesn't want to hear that he should become a vegetarian. He can buy your book on the corner. They sell it. He had just put out a sefer about the value of becoming a vegetarian. But it says, mekubalim are vegetarians. So let's say if a person doesn't enjoy eating flesh, it's not mechuyev to have flesh on Shabbos. If he doesn't enjoy, The concept of oneg Shabbos is determined subjectively. Whatever you enjoy, if you enjoy fasting better than eating, so then you should fast on Shabbos. On Yontif, in addition to Kibbutz V'Yoneg, or maybe according to the Gemara, there's no Kibbutz V'Yoneg on Yontif. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. So that's what many think. Simcha is determined objectively. There's a standard, there's an objective standard. You don't enjoy eating, doesn't matter. Since normal people, ruba de ruba of the public, enjoy eating rather than fasting, so Simchas Yontif requires that you should eat a meal, even if you would prefer to fast. If it would only be a din of oineg, like on Shabbos, it would be determined subjectively. But now that there's a din of Simchas, and maybe it has to be judged objectively. That's a strong svar. It's a discussion that Darkei Moshe by the Ramo on the tour raises this issue. Maybe on Yontif, Simcha is determined objectively as opposed to subjectively. So the Gemara Psachim says that Bizman Shabbos Yekaimen Simcha Ela B'Bsar Shlomim. Bizman Hazeh, there's no Shlomim saying Simcha Ela B'Yayin. So the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Chelek Hei, the end of this, the last Simon, I think, is about Simchas Yontif. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokes Achronim. Does this mean that Bizman Hazeh, it's not enough Basar, because it's not B'Sar Shlomim, so you have to have Basar V'Yayin? Or does it mean you don't gain anything by having Basar? Because it's not going to be B'sar Shlomim. See, you don't have to have Fleishiks at all. You only have to have Yayin. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that Roi B'Achroinim hold the second way, that you don't have to have Basar on Yontif. Bizman HaMikdash, the way to fulfill Simcha is to have B'sar Shlomim. But Bizman HaZeh, we don't have B'sar Shlomim, so it's, all you need is Yayin. But Yayin you have to have. A lot of people, let's say you have a wedding. Can you have a Milchik wedding? So I remember there was once a boy from the Kol who got married. So he had the wedding in a certain location, and he had a milchig wedding. So we heard weeks in advance that he's going to have a milchig wedding. So I brought him in to Chuvas Maramshik. Maramshik says that you're not supposed to have a milchig sheva brachas. And sheva brachas, the wedding for sure, has to be fleshig. Somehow that you're not even yoytze if you have chicken. Has to be dafke b'sar behema. So on the first page in Yeruvah in Hilchos Shechita, so you have the Yad Avram and the Yad Ephraim, they have a machlokes, how you yotze Simchas Yontif, if you have chicken on Shabbos, it's a din of oineg. So oineg is, can be chicken. But on Yontif, that there's a din of ein simcha le b'basar, so some achranim hold, it's only b'sar behema, you're not yotze with b'sar roif. So by chasen, it's a machlokes achranim, so some quote from the Gerer Rebbe from before the Second World War, he said you should have at least 10 people at the wedding should have Bisar Behema, and you can, if you can't afford to have flesh for everybody, at least for 10 people you should have flesh, and the rest you should give chicken. But that's the Shaila, the Mishnah Berurah has that deal. On Yontif, is it really necessary? But Yayin, a lot of times they don't have at a wedding. Even if they have chicken and they have flesh, a lot of times the people don't drink wine. That's really, really you should have Yayin. Really you should have Yayin. And not only the Chasana, the Surah's Chasana, the Shevet Brachas also should be Basar. either Bisar Behema or Bisar Raif. Yeah. That's not right that they have a Milchig Shevet Brachas, a Milchig wedding. So then later on, he explained why he had a Milchig wedding. He was the youth director in that shul, and he had to have his chasana in that shul, and he didn't trust the rabbi's hashgacha on the flesh. So that's why he trusted the rabbi's hashgacha on the Milchigs. And that's why he had to have a Milchig wedding. The end was 3 years later, he got divorced. Nishgitoikt. But so on Yom Tov, that's the deal in the Mishnah Brurah. You have to have bus of the yayin is manazet, or is it enough if you have you just have the yayin? So he thinks the Mishnah Brurah thinks that Roy Bachrayim think that is manazet is no shlamim, so it's enough if you have the yayin. The Ramah quotes the minig that on Shavuos you have milchiks and then you have fleshiks in the same meal. You have first milchiks and then you brush your teeth or you do. And then you have fleshiks in the same meal. So the Malamed Lahoyel has an interesting tshuva. He says there are some who are makbid based on the Zohar that you shouldn't have fleshiks and the milchiks in the same meal, even though you're having the milchiks first, and then you're doing kinuch v'adoche. So he quotes the Darkei Tshuva has, and others have like that, and others have piniglet, it's perfectly okay. The only makar is the Zohar, that you shouldn't have in one suit, you shouldn't have fleshiks and milchiks. So that's really a shaila. Is that a goren bracha shein etzricha? You had milchiks, and then you got a bench, then you're going to wash, then you're going to say amoitzi again, then you're going to have fleshiks. The bench the second time, covered both hips deal with one amoit, with one alatil sedam, with one birchas amozen. So is it permissible, is it proper to be machmer, to say all these additional brachas because of the Zohar, if it's according to the Nigla, it's perfectly okay. Yom Tov, we all know that Erech HaNefesh is Mutter, Heter Gomer. The Ramah says, whatever one could, the Ramah quotes Rashi Shita, whatever you could have cooked on Erev Yom Tov, it wouldn't be Mefik Tam, so you're not allowed to cook it on Yom Tov. And most Achrayim assume that Rashi only meant Midrabbanan. That's how the Pnei Yeshua quotes his grandfather wrote the Meginah Shleima. Meginah Shleima is a sefer to defend Rashi from all of the kashas that Tosfos has. So Tosfos tainus against Rashi. Efshe lasis mebod yom only says in the Gemara with respect to machshirei echol nefesh, because he learned that the hetem machshirin is learned that from lachem lachol tzarchechem. Lachem lachol tzarchechem is mitigated with the pasuk levada hu levada yosel lachem. So levada means if it's efshe lasis mebod yom, then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So that's only by machshiri. It doesn't apply to Echon Nefesh Mamish. So some Rishonim, the Rabbi Yos says, according to Rashi, he holds it applies even to Echon Nefesh Mamish. And the Pashto says that Rashi only meant Nidirabban. That's how the Meginah Shleima says. So the Shalas, what about Mitoch? The Gemara, there's a machlik, it's Bisham and Bisila. So we pass in the first parak in Mishnayis and Beitza. We pass like Bisila. Each malacha you have to judge individually. Any malacha that's mutter, the tzor, Echon Nefesh, is mutter l'tzarcha yom ktzas. So let's say if I would want to have a picnic in the park on Yom Tov, I would be permitted to bring, to carry my food to the park, to do haitzah, to carry my food to the park. So since haitzah would be theoretically mutter l'tzarcha yichol nefesh, if you want to eat somewhere else, so we would permit haitzah l'tzarcha yom ktzas. I'm allowed to carry my talis to shul on Yom Tov. So we pass like bisil, l'tzarcha yom ktzas is mutter. So the shail is, where is the pasuk? Where did Basil come up with this idea that the Chumash only says achas yachal l'chol nefesh, only l'chol nefesh is mutter? So tzorchei haguf, let's say you're gonna make a fire in order to keep warm, so that's Basil say that's mutter. So there's a big Rashba. He quotes the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos on the first perek in Beitza, says that all hanos haguf is l'chol nefesh mamish. According to Basil, according to Beisham, you're not allowed to make a fire in order to keep warm. Only allowed to make a fire to cook the food, Echol Nefesh. They don't, they're strict there. They hold Echol Nefesh is literally Echol Nefesh, and they don't hold from Mitoch. They still say you're allowed to make a fire to keep the body warm. So that's a big machlek, is the Rambam and the Rashba, a long Rashba, towards the end of the first parak, is Bisila Lishitosam, that this is Tzorach HaYom Ktzas to keep the body warm, or all Tzorach HaYaguf, according to Bisila, Echol Nefesh Mamish. So the question is, where did Basil come up with this idea of Tzorach HaYom Ktzas, that Mitoich? So the Shita Mukubetzes in the first Perek in Ksubis quotes the Ravid, who said there's a Sefer by Moshe Sokolovsky that's called Meleches Yontif. The Sefer was, he learned by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He wrote the Sefer Imrei Moshe. So this Sefer Meleches Yontif, all about Echol Nefesh and Mitoich and Hoyel, everything there is to know about Echol Nefesh. Gevaldige Sefer. So the Sefer Meleches Yontif was written before he learned Rav Chaim. So he quotes all the Pnei Yeshuas and all the beginning of Shlom is everything normal. Then he learned Rav Chaim, he became a changed person and his whole vocabulary is different. So he wrote the Sefer Imrei Moshe, it's all Riska L'Shenis. The way he writes his Torah, the Achronim, he quotes are different. He doesn't quote the Pnei Yeshuas anymore. The whole style of learning changed. But this Sefer, Meleches Yontif, a normal Sefer, he quotes all there is to know about the Mitoich. So he quotes this Ravid in the Shita Mukubetz, is the beginning of Ksubis, that the marker for this Hillel Shita Mitoich is also the word Lachem. Hu levad yasa Lachem, Lachem l'chol tzarchechem. And just like the Gemara says, according to Rav Yudah, that not only Echol Nefesh is mutter, even Machshirei Echol Nefesh is mutter, but it's only limited, only the Epshel Lasses Mabod Yom, because it says Levado, it says Lachem, and it says Levado. So too, the Ravid holds, when it gets to Mitoich, true, whatever is mutter the tzarech al chanefesh, mutter the tzarech hayang tzas, but only if it's the efshal ases mebogyam. So let's say, what do you do on Shabbos if there's no Erev? So you don't carry a talis to shul. You leave the talis in shul before you wear the talis. And what do you do, let's say, when yantar falls out on Shabbos? You don't carry the machzor to shul. You make sure you put the machzor in the shul on Yom Kippur. You leave the machzor in shul before Yom Kippur if there's no Erev. So the same is on yantar, even though it's mutter, L'tzorach hayong tzas, to carry a talis to shul, or to carry a machzor to shul, but he could have done it in Bod Yom, you could have done it. What do you do on Shabbos? You don't carry the talis, you don't carry the machzor, you don't carry the siddur. So just like on Shabbos, you arrange in Bod Yom, so in a Torah, you're not allowed to do it, it's not a chumra midrabanan. That tzorach hayong tzas is mutter, is the same as machshirin, based on the same two psukim, lachem, and Levado, only Epshalasis Modyam, that whatever you could have taken care of in Bod Yom, you're not allowed to do an Issa Deraisa, you're not allowed to do an Ayantam. Quite a Chumrah. The Ramah doesn't hold like that. The Ramah quotes the Chumrah with the Rabbanon, whatever you could have, we have refrigerators, so my wife cooks everything before Yantam. She just reheats it on Yantam. And everything tastes delicious. So whatever is Epshalasas Bod Yom, we're machmir even in Echol Nefesh Mamish, we wouldn't do it on Yontif if you forgot to take, if you didn't take care of it before Yontif. So we only matavai de shinui to do it on Yontif. The Ramah quotes that's Rashi Shita, except for Hoytzoah, because Hoytzoah is a malacha grua, so then we allow you to do Hoytzoah on Yontif, even though you could have done it in the Bod Yom. That's how the Ramah says. So there's really room to be choshish for the Ravid Shita over here. The Ravid, quoted by the Shita Mukubetzes, as we say in the beginning of Ksubis, he says that the Tzarach HaYom Ktzas is restricted, it's limited, only it's E Epshalas is Mod Yom, whatever is Epshalas Mod Yom. He thinks that would be an Issa Deraisa. So there's really room to be Choshish over here. This Mancha Beis HaMikdash HaYakam, there used to be a mitzvah Deraisa of Ali Al Arego. All the men had to go to mikveh to become tohar, and then to visit the Azorah, and then to bring an oil asriya, the Yerofanai Reikam, to bring gimel mitzvahs. The Gemara in the first paragraph in Chagiga quotes it, Tosefta, gimel mitzvahs, nitztavi yisrael bali yosem laregel, we're obligated to bring three korbanos, oil asriya, shalmei chagiga, and shalmei simcha. So what is the riyas panim azor to visit the Azorah? And it says, Yeroya calls it Zuchurcha. So the Gemara treats it as if it's a Kriyoksiv. We don't exactly understand why is it a Kriyoksiv. Yeroya, the spelling is Yud Resh Aleph Hei. The Gemara treats it like a Kriyoksiv. Yira Yeroya. Gederach Shed Bo Leroya is Kach Bo Lira. It's just like we come to appear in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to look at us with Shtei Enayim. Af Liras, we should come and look at the Shechina with Shtei Enayim. What do you mean? How do we see this? So one time it says on the first daf in Chagiga, Suma Beina Achas is Potem and Ariya. Just like the Rabbanu Shalom comes to see us with Shtei Enayim, he loves us, he wants to look with both eyes. So too, so we should come and look with Shtei Enayim. What are we going to see? The Rabbanu Shalom is invisible. He's a Kel Mistat there. So what do you mean to look? So Shlomo Levilner, used to correspond, this Techemet was a Sephardi who was born in Hebron, and he had a Rabbonis in Uzbekistan or something over there, and they had different minhagim he never heard of, and he thought that they were making everything up. So he used to correspond with the Nitziv and Rav Shlomo Levilner. We corresponded with many Rabbonim in Europe on the issues of the minhagim, and that's how he started, and then he wrote a whole encyclopedia. But he started by corresponding about the minhagim of the city where he was the rabbi. So in one of the, he prints in the Stechemet, has a letter from Rav Shlomo Levilner. The Gemara says in the end of Chagiga that they had a practice, this Mancha Beis HaMikdash HaYekayim in the Beis Rishon period, they would roll up the Pareches. The Gemara, how can you roll up the Pareches in the Beis Rishon? It was an Amatraxin, it was a solid wall. How can you roll up? There wasn't a curtain. By Sheni, there were two Pareches, two curtains, an Amah apart. But in Beis Rishon, it was a wall. The Gemara says, no, but there was a Chaloin in the wall in Amatraxin, and there was a curtain there. So they would roll up the curtain in the Chaloin, in the wall of the Beis Rishon, and show, and then they would show the Olei Regalim, the Kruvim, hugging each other. Ruchi Baschem Lefnei Hamokim. Look, the Kruvim hugging each other. One was represent the Shechinah, one represents Klal Yisrael. The Kruvim were Meurim Zeh Bezeh. Pasuk in Devar Yom, they were hugging each other. Kemar Ish B'Liv Yosa, like a husband hugs his wife. And they would pick up the Shulchan and squeeze the lechem upon him and show Ruchi Baschem Lefnei Hamokim. The lechem upon him was put on the Shulchan on Shabbos, and it was fresh lechem cham kiyom hilokcha. It was still fresh and warm at the end of the week when they took it off on Shabbos. So where did they get this einfall? Where did the chacham get such an einfall? They should pick up the curtain and show the kruvim hugging each other, and they should pick up the shulchan and show the lechem upon him. So Rav Shlomo Levilner says, probably based on this drasha, yirei yiroyeh, this is probably what, in the Beis Rishon period, this is probably based on this. They should show them some of the nisim tedirim. They showed them the nest that the lechem upon him is fresh, and the kruvim hugging each other. So that's where we come to see the Shechina. So that's Yirei Yiroyeh. So in around 100 years ago, there was an Ungarish Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger. He was the one who blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, and he made a whole machlokes about that, whether it's permissible or not permissible. He was the son-in-law of an Ungarish tzaddik, Rabbi Hillel Kalamaya, Rabbi Hillel Lichtenstein, from the city Kalamaya, from the followers of the Chassam Sefer. So this Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger came up, he had a lot of original ideas. He came up with the original idea, Yirei Yiroyeh, that even though Bizman HaZeh, we can't enter into the Azara, the mitzvah of Arias Panim Bazar, you have to enter the Azara, even though we can't enter the Azara, but still, the Makam HaMikdash retains Kedusha. So Yirei Yiroyeh, we have a mitzvah to look at the floor of the Azara. What are you going to see if you look on the floor? Arab children, you stand on top of a rooftop there in Parat Yosef, and the yeshiva is there, Yeshiva HaKotel. You see the Arab children playing soccer there, or the Arabs in the shuk there. What is there to see? So this was his chiddush, that we can fulfill a mitzvah of Ria, Yirei Yiroyeh. We should look at the floor of the Azara. So a chiddush, the Pashtun says there ain't no such din. So he came up with a new pshat in Yirei Yiroyeh. Then he had a suffix. Apparently he wore glasses. Had a suffix, Ayyotze, this new 614th mitzvah that he just invented. Ayyotze, this mitzvah, if you look through your glasses, or do you have to take off your glasses? So he was mesupik, so suffix the Raisa Luchomer, so he took off his glasses. He took off the glasses, he can hardly see anything. But right? That's how he was mekayim his mitzvah, Yirei Yiroyeh. So shver achidish, the pashtus is that there is no such. Then you learn the first parak in Chagiga. It doesn't say anything about that. We have the minig that on the second day Shavuos we read Megillas Rus. So Megillas Rus, you have the Medrash has a famous comment. This Megillah has no dini tumah v'tara, has no isa v'heter. It just comes to tell you the matan tzcharen shel gomlei chasadim. Because Rus did a Gemilas Chesed with Naomi, so that's Bathsheba Zeche, that the Malchus Beis David came out from her descendants. That's the famous Medrash. So nonetheless, there are a few, the Medrash says that this Megillah has no halachas in it, but it does have a little bit. So one of the important halachas for the Rabbanim to have in mind is, the Pasuk says that Naomi and her husband were Ephrasim. So Rashi has two pshat, and one pshat, they came from Beis Lechem Ephrat, Efrat is Beis Lechem. And the other pshat is Efrasim is Anashim Chashuvim. That's the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael unless there's a famine and mamish, it's extremely uncomfortable. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, if it's within reason. But if to live in Eretz Yisrael, you won't make a parnasa, you have to live off of charity. You live in Eretz Yisrael, we won't be able to get a shidduch. He fell in love with a girl in Chutz Lotz. He's going to be heartbroken. So then he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So if there's a famine, then you're allowed to leave. You're permitted to leave. So the Gemara says, so why was the whole family punished that the husband died and the two sons died, all the tragedies? So the Gemara says, Adam Chashub Shaini. The Babli had the Shach and Yeridea points that this idea, Adam Chashub Shaini, never appears in the Yerushalmi, but appears in the Babli in a few places. So the Gemara has it here in Bava Basra about leaving Eretz Yisrael. An Adam Chashub has to be more machmer than the Amoinam. The Balabatim look up to the rabbi and expect the rabbi to be 10 madregas higher than them. Whatever the rabbi does, I can be 10 madregas lower. So if the rabbi is only going to follow the strict din, so then the Balabatim are going to be 10 madregas lower. They'll be in violation of the din. So the rabbi always has to go lifnim mishur sadin. So that's what the Rambam quotes at Gemara. That really, Vahira Baris, there was a famine in the days of Rus and Naomi and the whole story over here. And they left Eretz Yisrael, strictly speaking, would be Mutter. But because there are Anashim Chashuvim and Adam Chashuv Shani, they should have been Machmer. They weren't Machmer. So that's why they deserve to be punished. They tell you in the name, I never heard this directly, but they say in the name of Rabbi Amital, who used to be in. He was the founding Rosh Yeshiva in Har Etzion. So he said when he was a teenager and he came from Hungary, there it's Israel, and he learned in Merkaz Harab, he learned in Hebron, Yeshivas Hebron, Hebron Yeshiva. So when he learned Mishnah Berurah, and it says in Mishnah Berurah that a Bal Nefesh Yachmer Al Atzmo, so they thought, Bal Nefesh is like Rab Kook, or someone like the Nozir, some Rab Yanke Moshe Chalap, some big tzaddik, that's Bal Nefesh Yachmer Al Atzmo. He says, now we live in a generation. Every teenage yeshiva bacha, Bal Nefesh Yachmer Al Atzmo, that means me. Every bacha who knows how to read Mishnah Berurah without Nekudas thinks that he should be machman all of these things. So that's true. That's a condemnation. People, the yeshiva bacha are a little too arrogant. They think that they're already a b'china Bal Nefesh, but once the person finishes his limudim and yeshiva and he gets smicha, then he should be a Bal Nefesh, then he should be Adam Chashuv Shaini, and he should be Machmer on a lot of things. He should be more medactic than the Balabatim, because whatever he's going to do, Balabatim are going to do 10 madregas lower. The Gemara has a comment on the Pasuk when Naomi recommended that Ruth should go to the Gorin, V'sabtzim l'sai chalayich, so the Gemara says, V'chisal kadaita, Rashi quotes, V'chisal kadaita, she should go aruma, of course, V'sabtzim l'saiach. So the Gemara says, no, she should wear big day Shabbos. So there's a halacha that's covered Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Kori Lemani Mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as Mechabdusa because Begodim Shel Adam give him self-dignity and self-respect. So Talmid HaChachamim should wear fancier Begodim. So the Gemara says there's a din, Karasa the Shabbos Anig, L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubar, either Kibur Anig, whatever it is, you have to have special big day Shabbos. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerushalmi, Big Day Yontem should be fancier than Big Day Shabbos. Why so? Except they don't explain in Shulchan Aruch. So Soloveitchik gives to explain that on Shabbos and Yontem, we meet up with the Shechina. We have a rendezvous with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So on Shabbos, we say, Boi Chala, we invite the Shechina to come visit by us. On Yontem, we Oile Regel, we go to visit by the Shechina. So you have to dress up fancy. If your king is coming to visit by you in your home, you have to dress up like Kavod HaMelech. If you're going to eat, if you're going to visit in the royal palace, you have to dress up even fancier. So that's why on Yom Tov, on Shalosh Yigalim, there's the Chiyuv Aliyah LeRegel, you have to dress up even fancier. Then the Aliyah LeRegel is only on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So that you can explain there also. The Gemara says, Kiyo Shofar, the Gemara has a Lashon in Rosh Hashanah, Kevin to the Zikaron Ko'asi Kelifnim Dami. Since the whole purpose of Tkiyah Shofar is Niskartim Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, so it's Kilifnim, as if we're my blow Shofar in New York, as if we're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara says that the Mochamadika Dina then Kateganasa San Eger when you lift Nim, lift Nai, we lift Nim. So on Rosh Hashanah, then Yom Kippur also, Rakam and Sechem, Hayam Abdil, Benechem, Levein, Elakechem, and Yom Kippur, there's a special chiyuv to do tshuva. All year long, there's a chiyuv tshuva. And on Yom Kippur, Lefnei Hashem Titoru, you should purify yourselves by doing tshuva, by saying vidi on Yom Kippur, special chiyuv. So it's a chiyuv to come Lefnei Hashem. So on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even though there's no din about Liyol Ereg, but there's also a special chiyuv of being Lefnei Hashem. So apparently that's why Big Day Yontif have to be fancier than Big Day Shabbos. They quote from the Chazon Ish that today we can't afford it. So we wear the same begodim on Shabbos and Yontif. But some are medactic to have dafke. So he used to wear a top hat on Yontif. And Shabbos he wore a normal hat. And on Yontif he would wear a cylinder. And he would wear tails. He would wear a long jacket. On Shabbos he would wear a short jacket. But on Yontif he wore a long jacket. Because of this din, that Big Day Yontif have to be fancier than Big Day Shabbos. Then the Psukim say that when Ruth was going back to Eretz Yisrael with Naomi, so she was Mekabel all mitzvahs. Apparently they didn't convert. When they married Machlon V'Kilion, they hadn't converted, Rashi says. So on the way back, she sang, Ba'asher Teil Che'elech, Ba'asher Tamus Yomus, Shusham Ekover, Amechame V'Lekai Chalakoi. So Rashi on the Pasuk quotes, Rashi Megillas Rus quotes from the Gemara that this is the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. The Halacha says, we learn out all the dinim of Geras from Maimon HaSinai. So they all said Nas V'Nishma. So that's step number one. That's the precondition. You have to have Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. You can't have Geras without Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. The Gemara has a Machloikas HaTanoim. What's the story with the Kusim? Are the Kusim Goyim Gemurim in the days of the Tanoim? Are the Kusim Goyim because Geri Arayas? There never was a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. They were being attacked by lions, as the story is told in Tanakh and Sefer Melachim. And they converted, but it says, Alehem Ayahovnim, and they still continued to worship Avodah Zarah. There was zero Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. So if there's no Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs, the Gaim Gemurim, or should we assume that Geri Emes, Saint Tosfos says, they were Megayah at some later point. The initial Geris was meaningless because there was no Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. Maybe they are Megayah later. Because they did in the days of the Tanaim, they observed a little bit. They observed Torah Shebichsav. They didn't fully observe Torah Shebalpeh. So the Tanaim didn't know how to deal with it. We assume that their Geri Emes, the initial Geris was meaningless because there was no Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. But Shuv Nizgari B'Lev Sholem, and then they slacked off. And in the days of the Tanaim, they were observing Torah Shebichsav. They weren't observing Torah Shebalpeh. But this is the ABC of Geris, that if you have a Ger who doesn't have Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs, is garnished. There's a line in the Rambam that some of the younger Rabbanim misunderstood. The Rambam says that the Hoidos HaMitzvahs is not Miakev. So some of the rabbis thought Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is not Miakev. So Rab Chaim Moshe has in his Tshuvas, and Rab Moshe Feinstein has in his Tshuvas. Rab Soloveitchik said the name of his father. You all said the same thing. The Rambam does mean Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is not Miakev. That's the first step in Geiris. You need Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah. He means the dramatic Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah that the Geir is up to his neck in water, in the mikveh. We start telling him, do you reject the Trinity? Do you believe in Torah Min HaShamayim? Do you accept Torah Shebal Peh? And do you commit yourself to lead an Orthodox life and to marry a Jewish girl and to give your children a Torah education and so on? So the Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah, when the Geir is in the mikveh, so that's not Miakev, but the Bezin cannot be Mekabala Ger if they don't know in advance that he is Mekayim Mitzvahs. There was a professor in Eretz Yisrael who published a big Chiddush a couple of years ago, around 10 years ago, that the concept of Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs and Geris was invented by Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish and the Beis Yitzchak in the 1850s. That's ridiculous. That's the ABC of Geris. It's not just you join the Jewish people. Years ago, joining the Jewish people was identical with Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. The Jews were all Shomrei Mitzvahs. But in recent years, that there were so many secular Jews, they're just saying, I want to become an Israeli, I want to become a Jew, and he doesn't want to observe any mitzvahs. That's not Das Geirus. Then, of course, you have the dinim of Kinyan Suda. Kinyan Suda, we assume, is a real valid Kinyan in our Torah. Kinyan Suda, the whole source is a Megillas Rus. Just our regalachas, Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of his shir. He gave a shir on Kinyan Suda. The Nesivas quotes of Pnei Yeshua in the second parak in Gittin, where the Gemara says if you have an atzitz nakuv as opposed to atzitz sheina nakuv, so the atzitz nakuv, whatever's growing, is dinik mechuba lekarka, and the atzitz sheina nakuv is dinik tolush. So the atzitz nakuv dinik karka, you can be kind of bechazaka if you dig around, but you can't be kind of behagbah. And if it's an atzitz sheina nakuv, then it's mentaltalem, so then you can be kind of behagbah, and you cannot be kind of behazaka. But it's the exact same atzitz. So how come, what's the difference between dinik karka and dinik metaltalim? So the Pnei Yeshua has two suggestions. So the Nesivis quotes one of them. Kach nemra alocha, kinyani karka don't work on metaltalim, kinyani metaltalim don't work on karka, even though it's physically possible. I can pick it up. Hagbo is only kind if it's metaltalim, and chazok is only kind if it's karka. So the one and only kinyan that works both on karka and on metaltalim is kinyan surah. Why? Because it says, l'kayem kol dover. It works on anything and everything. How you talk and how come? And then there are different opinions by the Bekelev Shalkaina, Bekelev Shalmakna. So Tosfos there in Perek Hazov quotes a Shitas Rashi. We don't have it in Rashi. Let's go to Shitas Rashi. That Rashi claims it's one opinion in the Gemara that either Bekelev Shalkaina or Bekelev Shalmakna. How can it be? It doesn't make a difference. Bekelev Shalkaina, Bekelev Shalmakna. It brings to mind the joke in Yiddish folklore about the Chazan they sing. David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David, David ben Yisha, Yisha. Which is it? Is it David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David? But anyway, it doesn't make a difference. Kelev Shalkana, Kelev Shalmakna. So that's Rav Soloveitchik. He gave a whole shiur in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, his grandfather, that the Kinyan Suda is just a symbolic act that demonstrates that there's full Gemira's Das, and it's Aknomi Das. So that's by the Rashitas, the Raibid Shitas, the Kinyan Suda requires Edus Lekimador. The Raibid is in the Hasogas on the Rambam and Hilchas Mechira. And the Shita Mukubetzis and Baba Basan Daf Mem quotes that right. It's based on the Pasuk of Megillas Rus that it says, "Vizos hatuuda bi Yisrael al zem idim ha'edim." Vizos hatuuda al zem idim ha'edim. The Asvarim and Rishayim that you need. Tosfos also has two Shitas that you need. Edus l'kiyum adava and kinyan chalipin, because chalipin is not really a kinyan. Hakbo is a kinyan. Mashiach is a kinyan. Chazok is a kinyan, but chalipin is just a demonstration that there's gemiras das, and the gemiras das accomplishes the kinyan. So that's what the Rambam explains. The minig is when the balabatim request of the rabbi to function as their shliach to sell a chometz on their behalf, or a man sends a shliach to give the get to his wife. So the minig is, the Rambam quotes the minig. Minig is that the shliach gives a suitor to the husband to give him the power of attorney to act as his shliach to give the get. Or the rabbi gives a suda to the balabas, and the balabas gives the rabbi the power to act as the shliach to sell the chametz on his behalf. So the Rambam says, Mina shlichas doesn't need any kinyan suda. Yesh dvarim she'ein tzrichim kinyan ve'ein l'kinyan behem tam, and the kinyan doesn't take effect at all. So they quote the Chazanish and the Stipula, when they would ask the rabbi to sell the chametz for them, they wouldn't waste their time to make a kinyan chalipim because it's a minik shtus. You don't accomplish anything. Rav Soloveitchik was a big stickler on the minik. He was any minik that says in Shulchan Aruch, he got to observe. This minik says in the Rambam. So he said, no, the Rambam first starts off, you don't need a kinyan suitor. Then in the kinyan behem tam, nothing is accomplished. But then he does explain what is accomplished by making the kinyan chalipim. And the Rambam explains that the whole kinyan chalipin is just a demonstration of a full gemiras das. So when a person makes the kinyan suder, he's demonstrating that he's doing the minu shlichas b'leib shalom, that he really means it. There's a lot to discuss about Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh and mitzvah seseh. Rav Kook, Zechon Lebrach, the first chief rabbi, used to learn all Shavuos night. He used to learn Sefer HaMitzvos LaHarambam. I gave quite a few shiurim the last week. I'll give a few more before Yantif and Inyanim and Sefer HaMitzvos LaHarambam. Should all be blessed with Agutin Yantif and Agutin Shabbos, and everyone should be healthy for many years to come.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rav Shechter. First of all, I think, as always, it's just... flows, and you were generous with your time, more than we could have expected. I don't know if the Rav is willing and able to take any questions, or if the Rav...
I have time.
So if anybody wants to ask the questions, I'm just holding fort in the meantime. So you can put your hand up, your virtual hand up, Alternatively, you can unmute yourselves. I'm not sure whether that facility is available. Anybody? Rabbi Liebenberg. So let me just see how to do this. Please excuse me. Okay, Rabbi Liebenberg, over to you.
Rav Shechter is speaking about mitoch shehutra letzorach, etc. Chavilchol nefesh. The poskim today seem to be more makel about smoking on yantif than rechitza. What is the Rav's feeling on this step? Warming the water for rechitza is called gufo on yantif.
The Mishnah says, "Beisilo say you're allowed to heat water to wash panel yad veragla, but not to wash kol gufay." So all the Rishonim ask, what's the difference? Why is there a difference between panel yad veragla? So it's a machlekes Taisus in the Ramban. So Taisus says, because to wash kol aguf, that's dovishen shabel lechol nefesh. Only the mufunokim used to do that bizman haGemara, and dovishen shabel lechol nefesh. In the days of the Tanaim, they had a practice. After they would bench, they would burn incense all week long, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They would burn incense on coals and inhale the fragrant smell that came out. So to burn mugmer on Yom Tov is not allowed because the Gemara says, "Achashiach lechol nefesh, and he daba hashava lechol nefesh." Mugmer is an isa deraisa, it's not shava lechol nefesh. So how do you translate daba shein shava lechol nefesh? So the Pashup Shat is, only the Mufunakim did it. Only the wealthy people did it. The poor people, the Hamayinam, didn't do it. So the Prima Godim quotes of Pnei Yeshua. I wouldn't have looked in the Pnei Yeshua my own. Pnei Yeshua is in Perek Kira, in the third Perek in Shabbos. Anna Teis was there. Teis has a different definition. Dov HaShav HaLechol Nefesh, and Dov HaShein HaShav HaLechol Nefesh, doesn't depend on what percentage of the population has this practice. Apparently, in the days of the Pnei Yeshua, they used to smoke, but hardly anybody smoked. It wasn't common. But the way they used to smoke, because they thought the medicine of their time, they were under the impression that the smoking helped digest the food, that it's healthy for you. It wasn't the kind of smoking we have today. They held that it helps digest the food. So Daisu says, Dov HaShav HaLechol Nefesh is Librius. Whatever food you eat, be healthy. Dov HaShein HaShav HaLechol Nefesh is L'tainik B'alma. It's only for Hanoah, but it's not Librius. So the Pnei Yeshua writes, since smoking today is Librius, it helps you digest the food. So that's Dov HaShav HaLechol Nefesh, even though less than 50% of the world population smokes. But since it's Librius, it's very healthy, so therefore you're allowed to. So that's the Pashtus is today. We know that smoking is not healthy. If anything, it's going to be mekatzer yom v'shnois v'shalodim. So it's only the tainig be'alma. So whatever's the tainig is, even if everybody smokes, since it's not lebrius, that should be dov v'shein shav l'chol nefesh. That should be an isa deraisa, the smoke. Aboshe Weiss from Eretz Yisrael has a lashon. He says he can't say that it's also to smoke on yontif, because ain't isa halalisa. It's also all week long to smoke, because it's unhealthy. So what is it to discuss? I think the Nesivus left in his Tzavoya is printed. I have the Haggadah of the Nesivus. Nesivus put out the Derech HaChaim Siddur, and he has the Maisa Nisim Haggadah there. So they printed it separately in a pamphlet, and then they have the Tzavoya that he wrote. So in the Tzavoya he prohibits all of his descendants from smoking on Yontav Sheni, on Yontav Rishon. Yontav Sheni, they should do whatever they think the din is. They should ask their local rabbi. But as part of his tzavor, he prohibits any of his descendants from smoking a Yom Tov Rishon, because he's choshish that it's a real reason. The Pashto says that it certainly is, that it's mamish, dov v'shein shav l'chol nefesh. So getting back again. So Tosfos claims that heating water for rechitzas kol aguf is dov v'shein shav l'chol nefesh, because in the days of the Tanaim, only the Mufanakim did it. The Hamoinam didn't do it. Here in America, in the days of George Washington and the founding fathers here, they didn't take a bath. They would two, three times a year, they would take a bath. Most of the time, when they smelled, they would throw perfume on their body and dry. They would hardly ever. They would wash panav yodav ragla, but they wouldn't wash rechitzas kol aguf. That was only once in a long while at Tainik B'Yam. If you say like Taisus, in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like Taisus. If you say like Taisus, then as Manazal Pashtus, it's certainly mutter to heat up water to take a Be'at on Yom Tov. Today it is, we know it's Librius. It's not just the time of the Alma. And it, whatever definition you have, if you say, Dovah Shavuch HaNavish depends on whether Roy Ben Yodim bathe or Mir Ben Yodim. Roy Ben Yodim do bathe at least once a week. If not once a day, more than once a day. Avada Roy Ben Yodim do it. And if you say the definition of Dovah Shavuch HaNavish is whether it's Librius or Letainuk, so we know that it is Librius to bathe every day. So the Mishnah Berurah, though, recommends you should be choshesh for the Ramban Shita. Ramban disagrees with Tosfos. He said, what do you mean? Bathing kol aguf is only for mefunakim, only for anistinus. Nah, he says it was not true. It was never true. In the days of the Tanaim, they would bathe b'chitzis kol aguf for Librius, not Lutainik. It was a Dabar Shabbos HaNevesh, but he says it's aser on Shabbos, even if the water, chamesh uchma me'erev Shabbos, that I filled up the bathtub with burning hot water before Shabbos. And then I want to take a bath, Leil Shabbos, after I finish eating. So by the time it'll come, Leil Shabbos, to take the bath, the water will be lukewarm. So you're not allowed to. Chamesh Shuhuchma Me'erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos. That's Xeris HaBalonim. So even though Xeris HaBalonim only makes sense on Shabbos, on Yontiv, it's Takamuter. It should be Mutter because it's Tzorach HaYonktas. So the Ramban says that Mishnah and Beitza that says you're not allowed to heat up water for the purpose of bathing kol aguf, that's all the gzeres of Shabbos carry over to Yontif, even though the reason shouldn't really apply. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends. The Mishnah Berurah is always machmer to try to satisfy all the opinions. The Shulchan Aruch, you have it. This was a style in Psak Halacha that was introduced by the Hasidi Ashkenaz. Mishkenaz Yankov has a tshuva like that in Hilchas Erevin when he corresponded with Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius about all the issues of the Eruvin. So the Mishkenaz Yankov has a hagor in the middle of the tshuva. The old tshuva is printed in Rashi script, and the hagor is in bold black letters. He has the hagor. This was the style of the Hasidi Ashkenaz, the days of Maram Rutmerg, not the Paskin the way always like Tosis. The Sfardim always follow that sheet, the Ashkenazim always follow this sheet to try to satisfy all the opinions. So the Mishnah Berurah took this Midas Chassidus and he multiplied it by 1,000. Every page in the Shulchan Aruch, he recommends how to do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. So he wants to be Machmer for the Ramban, so you shouldn't bathe the Chitzes Kalaguf on Yantav, even though today it is a Dovah Shavu L'chol Nefesh. The Bichosh is for the Ramban Shita, that it's Xeris Yontavot to Shabbos, and it's Xeris HaBalon. So Chacham Avadya writes that apparently by the Sfardim, they follow an idea that Xeris HaBalonim is only if you're going to bathe in a bathhouse. So the bathhouse attendant may be Mechalal Shabbos, may be Mechalal Yontav. But if you're taking a bath in your own home, a shower in your own home, so what shak Xeris HaBalon? But I think by the Ashkenazim, they don't hold like that. They hold Rechitza Bechamen is also, period. The reason why is because Xeris HaBalonim. The Balonim were not such medactic in the mitzvahs. But the prohibition is Rechitza Bechamen is also. So the Mishnah Berurah just quotes from the Beis Meir. If a person wants to do Rechitza's Kol Aguf on Yontif, so we're Machmir, even though today it is Davar Shavu L'chol Nefesh, we're Machmir that you shouldn't do it because of the Ramban, Xeris HaBalonim. But there's a machlokes achrayim regarding Xeris HaBalonim. Rabbi Kivega in the Tshuva quotes it. Some achrayim hold it's only aser if the water is yatzal edis, and others hold it's even aser if the water is poshrim, if it's lukewarm. So the Mishnah Guru quotes at Beis Meir, what if the water, you only turned on enough hot water to take out the chill from the cold water? So it's not, you can't even call it lukewarm. You had a little hot water to take out the chill, but it's not even lukewarm. So that there's no Xeris HaBalonim on that. There used to be years ago a minig not to do Rechitza b'Shabbos even b'Tzaynin. There's one Tana Reb Shimon in Perikira. The Tana Reb Shimon is of the opinion that Xeris HaBalonim is not even Rechitza b'Tzaynin. But we don't paskin like that. But for many centuries, that was a minig from the days of the Balei HaTosfos. Many centuries didn't do Rechitza even b'Tzaynin. Rechitza is kol aguf. But you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, that when they started, I think it's after Whitney invented the cotton gin and they started making cotton underwear and people started bathing more often, changing their underwear more often. So then that minig disappeared. Not to do rechitza b'tzaynin on Shabbos Niyandav, that minig disappeared. So Bezmanah said, we do rechitza b'tzaynin. If a person is prepared to take a cold shower, that we would allow that even on Shabbos, let alone on Yom Tov. So even if it's going to turn on a little bit of hot water just to take out the chill in such a way that it won't even be called lukewarm, it won't be called pashrim. So then the Mishnah Berurah says that that's okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Incidentally, here in South Africa, currently the government has banned the sale of cigarettes because it makes you more prone to COVID. If I can come back to the beginning of your shiur in Erev Tafshil, and you said make it the Erev, you mezakai the Acher, which is not easy nowadays because we don't have Acherim in our homes. How important is that? And can one use an adult child who is Samach HaShulchan Aviv?
In Shulchan Aruch it says, L'chatchil, you shouldn't use your own wife, because Kol Masha Kansi Yishakana Baila, the Dimi de Rabbanon, is like picking up the Erev Baksamat, my right hand, putting my left hand. I give it to my wife, it's the same. And we machmer also by Godel HaSamach on Shulchan Aruch is Dina Kikotin. And then, but if it's a Shas HaTchak, then we make even Ishtoi is good, and Shulchan Aruch says. We make a lishta, and we make a even gedolim who asmucham on Shulchan Avim. We make all there too. If you have a shas atchak, we make them. Yeah, it's a shas atchak. You got no choice.
Are there any further questions?
If I may, Rabbi, Shalom Aleichem, Rav Shachter. Thank you very much. Just something that somebody asked me in terms of Bishul Akum, totally off the. Off the topic, but somebody asked me, Bishul Akum is to turn on the stove or to light the stove or turn on the oven. Is it okay for a cotton to do it if there's no adult around?
I think it is okay, but the question is, the cotton doesn't have namonis to say that he did it. We have a din, a mishnah, at the end of the second parak in Ksuba says, cotton shehigdil. If he's already by mitzvah now, and he tells us that he took care of something, or he knows, let's say the cotton says, we used to go on Shabbos, Ad kan hayinu mahalchem. Tchum Shabbos ends over here. So Tchumen is only the Rabbanon, so if he's a cotton shehigdil, he's not meant to say what he remembers from cotton. Because man is still a cotton, he doesn't have the manas even on a din de Rabbanon. Cotton doesn't have namanas. Cotton Shehigdil has namanas on dinim derabbanan, not on dinim derais. That's a problem. Let's say the cotton is just by mitzvah. So he was toivel glasses before his mother sent him to the mikveh to be toivel glasses. So tefilas kelim on glass, ruba deruba of the poskim understand the simple reading of the Gemara that it's only derabbanan. Tefilas kelim on matechas, most poskim assume is derais. Tefilas kelim on glass, most poskim assume is only derabbanan. So if the cotton, now the kid is bar mitzvah, and he tells us that he knows all the dinim, he knows how to be tevel kelim. He was tevel kelim bekatnusa. We're not going to use the kelim till after the bar mitzvah. So then on klei zchuches, it's only the rabbanon. So we would say the cotton shehigdil is neman, but because man is still a cotton, he's ain't a neman even on the rabbanons. Yeah, that's what you see from the Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Ksubas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The yeshiva put online quite a few shurim that I gave on different topics. One of the rabbanim from Long Island called me up last night. He's going to Shavuos night, he's going to have a shiur in his shul with all the harchokes, all the social distancing. And he's going to say over one of the shurim that I gave on Eilim Eile Dirilikim Chaim. It's a shiur that I gave for the RCA. They didn't have a convention this year because of this coronavirus. So they had all of the sessions online. So I gave a long shiur, about an hour and a half, on the topic of how to paskin shilas. So a big chunk of that shiur was on the topic of what's the concept and halacha of one of the halachic ramifications. So many of these shiurim are online. I gave a shiur on the dinim of yantev. I gave a shiur on miscellaneous inyanei shavuos, sefer mitzvahs, a lot of shiurim. So these are all available on the YU website, free of charge. You can listen into them. I will feel very honored if people will listen in and gain something from it. You'll all be blessed with a good Yom Tov.
Thank you.
No questions, I'm here. Okay.
Quick question. It was actually one of those podcasts. I think I was listening to you yesterday on in Yom Shavuos, which was on the YU podcast channel. Did you mention that Ramban saying the Kriya Satera on Shavuos has said this is the Raisa?
Right, right.
You're right.
Yes, v'hidaitem levanecha levnei vanecha yamash ha'amata l'mishnei ha'ashem alakecha b'chayreif. That's once a year, like Parsha Zachar, once a year, every year. So once a year, you have to hear. Look, we yotzei on Parsha's Hisra, we yotzei on Parsha's Vaschana. Once a year, you have to hear about Baman Ashkenaz. So we usually do it on Shavuos. I'm not going to go to shul, even though the shul is down the block from me, and they are having me on him and Broyas. I'm over 70, and I'm not going to look for trouble. Even though Tefillah B'Tzibra is Daraisa and Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos is Daraisa, but Pikuach Nefesh is a bigger than Daraisa. Sofek Sakana. I'm not nervous, but I think that's the din. That,
so this is Ramban al HaTorah.
On Dvarim. I think it's in the Sefer HaMitzvos also. If you look at the end of the Minyan HaMitzvos essay, so the Ramban gives you the list of mitzvahs Sheshochach Harav that the Ramban didn't count. So it's over there. He has about Zechiras Chet Miriam and Zechiras Chet Egel. Also from the Din Deraisa, you have to learn Parsha Zechiras Chet Miriam once a year, Zechiras Chet Egel once a year.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
Very good.
A good Yom Tov.
Amen. A good Yom Tov, everyone.
Thank you all.